Hi, this is Jay from the Rival Sons, and you are listening to The Meatball on the rock station, T95.
The Rock of Wichita, T95.
Jay, what's up, brother?
Meatball, what's shaking, dude?
Still recovering. I think we had WWE SmackDown in here last night, so I'm still recovering from that. Hey, Feral Roots coming out on Friday, man. I have to imagine you guys are pretty stoked. Are you ready for the world to hear this thing?
I am ready. I am ready for it, and I know the rest of the band are, too. It's going to be a good pressure release because there's been a lot leading up to it. I think that there's an overall vibe within our camp and, you know, all of the great people that have been helping us put this record up where we hope it will go. I want to see how it does, but I think that we're really excited about playing these tracks live and putting that new blood into our set. It's our seventh studio album, and so we're anticipating playing these songs for a live audience, because this song really has two lives. It's the song that made it onto the record, that one, you know, that 45 minutes in the studio, or an hour in the studio,
right,
and then what it turns into once you start playing it live. We're looking forward to that.
Feral Roots, like you said, your seventh album comes out on Friday. I've been listening to, you know, first of all, Do Your Worst, the single that's out right now, number 9 on mainstream rock charts, so people are already loving that much of it, for sure.
I'm stoked about that, and for us, it's a big deal just breaking the top 10 in the States, and hearing about that, getting the phone call from the label or management or whatever they say. Hey, just so you know, that's a really, really good feeling. That's our first time here in the States. We've had that in other countries, but first time here, and it's a good feeling.
And this album, like, I'm getting a really cool vibe from it, from your previous stuff. You know, you guys have, like, this Southern rock kind of Black Keys feel to you, but it's totally different too. Like I was jamming to Look Away this morning coming in. That song has a lot of depth to it, not just in the lyrics but sonically too. There's a lot going on there.
I attribute that, you know, this Scott came in with this riff, that giant riff on Look Away, so I know that we ended up really feeling that we needed to frame it with a bunch of other great movements, from the long intro to subject matter and all of that. But when he came in with that, I definitely wanted to do everything I could to elevate it.
I read somewhere you guys, when you were writing this album, you and Scott holed up in a cabin in, I think it was Tennessee, and just sat there and wrote, right?
Yeah, that's basically it. It was a full week of no distractions and just trying to get into each other's headspace. And we made the decision right out of the gate to try to collaborate as closely as possible, as opposed to in the past, he would work on stuff, I would work on stuff, and then we would just bring it together once we got into the studio. But instead, this time, we worked very, very closely, and I think it's a great benefit.
I still love the fact that you guys are this, you have this sound of like a Southern rock band. If I didn't know where you were from, I would have said maybe Georgia or Tennessee or something. You guys are from Long Beach. That is not what I expect out of a Long Beach, California band.
You know what? People have said that before. For myself, I'm not sure I get it. When I listen to us, we don't sound Southern at all. You have to put things into perspective.
Okay.
Now, blues comes from the South, right? And even though it's spread, you know, it's spread everywhere else, it came from the South, and so that was part of the DNA of blues. And then you have blues that comes into rhythm and blues, and then it comes into rock and roll. That's an underlying gene in everything that has to do with rock and roll. You know, people would say that about the Stones, too. Like, oh, it sounds so Southern rock. Oh, listen to Mick Jagger put on his Southern accent, you know, like when they went down to record in Muscle Shoals,
right,
and everything.
Right.
And I just feel like, yeah, well, it's part of the DNA for me. Even I live in Tennessee,
right?
I could live there until I'm an old man. I will never be Southern. You know, I'm from California. That's in my blood. The Pacific Ocean is in my vein.
Tell me a little bit about the album artwork. It's very strange and very beautiful in kind of an odd, twisted way.
I love that. Strange and beautiful in an odd and twisted way. I'll use that one, Meatball. For our previous record, the Hollow Bones record, we sought out Martin Whitfuth, and he is a brilliant artist, a painter. And so when it came time for this record, Scott and I knew that we wanted to work with Martin again. So called him up and started sending him the tracks that we're working on, and even before they were mixed, and sending them to him and getting that dialogue going and talking about what Feral Roots really meant, and talking about the subject matter, the songs and everything. And he latched onto it right away, and he had this idea that he had been throwing around for this painting, Wild Mother. he chose to finally make this painting after hearing the songs. Like, I would imagine that it's just like songs, like, now's the right time to manifest that idea that I've had kicking around in my head. And I think that's the feeling he had. And boy, I could not be happier with the results. Scott and I were really taken aback when he turned that painting in and said, all right, well, this is what I got.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
Well, you guys are headed overseas for the next leg of this tour. And then sometime in the spring, I believe you're coming back to the U.S., right?
Yeah, that's right. We're going to come back to the States in the late spring. And so we'll be doing that run coast to coast. And that's going to be a good vibe. We start off in the U.K., the Newcastle, and we're out there for close to 6 weeks, just running around playing these new tracks. That's really going to be a good vibe to do that, because seeing what these songs become in a live environment, how much experimentation, and a song just has to get its sea legs out there. So I'm really interested to see how these things work out.
Well, we are stoked to hear the record when it comes out on Friday. I've already got it queued up in my listener profile, so as soon as it's available, I'm going to be listening to it front to back. I expect big things from you guys, and we can't wait to see you when you come back to the States. Hopefully, we can catch you in a live show, because I've seen live footage of you guys. I've never seen you live personally, but I can tell you right now, the vibe in the room from what I can see is unbelievable. I can't wait to see it.
Incredible. Thanks so much. I want to get out to Wichita. Every time I think about Wichita, I think about... let's see. Did Coppola do two movies, or was that Topeka?
You know, I'm not
out there. Like, I believe it was like The Outsiders.
Yeah.
Rumblefish. I think that was Wichita, right?
I think those were filmed in Tulsa. I want to say those were filmed in Tulsa. The only movie I remember that was filmed in Wichita, it's really obscure, is Mars Attacks. But I think the Coppola films were in Tulsa, maybe.
All right, well, we'll put a pin in that one.
There we go. I'll do some research and I'll get back to you.
That sounds good, Kevin.
Man, I appreciate it. Thank you so much for the phone call. I know you guys are really, really busy right now, so to set aside some time for us, man, we really appreciate it.
Oh, it's a great pleasure, man. We're really fortunate that people have interest and to get the attention.
Well, there's
good
a
for rock and roll. It's good for us.
Yeah, there's a lot of interest in you guys right now, so we're looking forward to seeing how much further you guys grow with this.
You and me both, man.
All right, Jay, you guys travel safe and be good out on the road.
All right, you do the same.
T95, the rock station.